And then you do that, you do the middle part four times, you do the bottom part for two, and then that part there four times, then the middle part four times, then the top part two, and then you go back to the bottom again.
So it's 2-4-4-2.
Yeah, right. 2-4.
Sounds like a locomotive.
What is, say that again.
2-4-4-2.
2-4-4-2. That's right. So that part you do four times. Is it shorter? Is it a shorter part?
Huh?
Because it's a shorter part, you do it four times? No, it's just
something I do. You could do it one time if everybody done it that way, but
right.
You know what I mean. But everybody learned it the other way, so that's the way you like to do it. So everybody knows what's happening. I'm going to do it one more time for you, then I want you to do it. You ain't got that one part yet.
Do another one in A.
mentioned was Romeo. That was one
of the D tune there.
Oh.
And you run, you leave your second string right where it is, and you drop your fourth. Drop your fourth one note, a D note.
What was the name of that last tune?
That's John Brown's Dream.
John Brown's Dream.
Yeah. The last time I tried to play this tune, was bent and flipping and falling us boys down at the back of barn about 6-7 years ago.
So we got just the fourth strings dropped down here now?
Yeah, that's all.
That's it.
You're going to note in your D there. You're going to note your D in, so you need it to do some other things here.
I think my second string got it. Can I hear you?
Gonna show a movie or somewhere, bud? I have to learn this myself, fella.
Go ahead and play it a couple of times.
I will. That'll get you
to get into it.
Fourth?
Yeah.
That's a D note.
Yeah.
That's an A there. Yeah, it's just two parts to it. You start. If you want to do that, you can. It's pretty nice too. All right, you all ready?
Yeah.
Right, now I'm gonna try to play a little slower than I did then. I was getting a little faster. See, you're noting your D in there because you need that to get that little twang in there that I told that little girl. She got tickled at that. That's sort of the way it goes. Go. You usually start off bouncing off your fourth and your seconds, you know, makes it. sounds good to do that once in a while, you know, change the monotony a little bit. And then you do this top, this high part, I call it, well, we call it the top part twice. And you go right back again. I think you do that part about four times there. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what you want to do. All right, y'all ready?
That's a hard one, I think.
Well, that's awful easy. Yeah. There's not much known to it. You just got to get your rhythm right there.
It looks easy and sounds really hard.
Huh?
That's one of those that sounds as simple as really
hard. Yeah, it's very simple.
It's very hard to play.
It's kind of like old Jimmy Sutton, you know, you just bounce off that fourth string and that second there and just make it sound great. You get it too fast, you know. Now, do you want to take it one at a time, or you want, how you want to do it?
You play it.
Me? I don't have a tune in my head yet.
Well, we'll get it right.
Can we have a picking session for just a little while, and then go into the single?
Start with it. Johnson had an old gray mule, his name was Solomon Slick, and all that there an old mule would do is switch his tail and kick. Whoa, mule. That's different. You know, that's something else. You know.
Isn't there a part, like,
yeah,
on, in the bluegrass, that. They go
well,
like this?
Let's get it the simplest part first. Thank you. I was sitting here watching.
Oh, I was just trying to keep quiet.
I'm just enjoying that so much.
Right. Okay.
I thought you wanted it. You have to get this. You have to be able to.
Start it real slow, and you want to start the top. Let's just get this rolling first, huh?
Take one.
on account of, you know, I'd let you know when to go into it a little better. Yeah, I'll spend that before I get home again.
You won't get none.
Coach is right smart to run around, you know it.
Sure does.
Yeah, it's 90, I paid 96 cents or something, yeah. She wants to play a little faster than she plays. You're trying to play it faster than you can play. Huh? You and him both get a little too much speed when you're playing by yourself. When you're playing with other people, you don't get that way. Some people do that, I don't know. But you can do that, first thing you know, you'll get it to go in so fast that you can't even hear the rhythm.
Pretty
little tune if you get it. twinging right.
Yeah, right.
Got the rhythm on that and going pretty good. Well, it's a little simpler, you know, four parts of that other one.
That tune will drive you crazy right there.
John Brown.
You could sit around and know that last one.
Oh, it will.
You could sit around and play it all night.
Yeah, just the same. But you can break it up a little, you know, you can do like...
Yeah.
You do that once in a while when you go chain, and you can reach up here and get this one, and you can do it. You can break it up about four different ways. But you can square dance with that tune to get the right thing to it. Sweetheart. How's the fiddler on the rock today?
Fiddler on the rocks.
You're the fiddler on the rocks?
I felt like I was on the rocks when I woke up this morning.
Well, I slept good late night. I got in the bed.
Oh, I did too. I slept on in the tent.
And I slept like a log till 7.
I got to bed at 4 o'clock and slept like a log till 8.
You got to bed at 7 and slept like a log till 8.
You know if the fiddler's going.
Fiddlers have retired to the singing room where Alice and Michael have been singing. I'm going back over there. I just wanted to get my
Oh, good. Let's learn another tune.
Where are they singing?
Yeah, the main hall.
You want to go listen to some singing?
Yeah, I love you. I've played all I care about.
I think we've done about as much as we should do right now.
I would play. I mean, I'm glad to help you all this way I can. But I believe I've done you as much good on them two tunes as can to work on them.
Yeah, that's good. That was real good.
Yeah, that was a nice rhythm on that last one. You know, y'all are getting in there pretty good on that.
Really?
But I kind of like to do this once in a while. Yeah, you ought to learn to do this. Let's go through it one more time. And I'll show you how to get that other part. You know, this first part, get it a little different from what I've been at. See, that's the normal way to... Now, instead of doing it that way... You out of tune. Get your fifth straight up.
I might put a knot over there.
Maybe it's too high, something. Now you're getting right, you're too high with it. Now let's try to get up on it with a fifth string instead of down there. We'll do it first time like it, and then we'll get. Go breaks it up.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty good timing there, right there. Well, we'll call it off if you want to, I'll just cut it off. We can leave here in about 15 minutes. Have you learned anything since you've been up here? You don't never get too old to learn. I used to work at construction work, carpenter work, you know, and I was a foreman all the time. And, you'd learn things from the dumbest man you ever seen. He'd come up there and he'd have something good, you know.
Sure.
Yes, sir, you learn from anybody.
When
ain't
you
nobody
stop,
passed learning,
try
huh?
When you stop learning. Try John Brown's dream again.
Maybe he might be crazy in some ways, but he'd like to come up with
so
all
much.
Good at it, too.
Yeah.
So I don't never know. You don't know how to do it.
Where are you going, Nancy?
Have you had a good time?
You're up in what?
Yeah,
Sarah
pretty
G?
Good. I would enjoy it better if my wife had been here. But
yeah.
She, the girl was coming. She just like to come.
Ah, I always miss. I always try to get right here. Always try to put more notes in it, and it's really there.